Hello and welcome, guys, to another episode of the Random News Podcast. I'm Ant. I'm here with Joe.
Hello.
previous to this recording, we actually recorded an episode, and something went wrong, but I did enjoy the story that Giovanni told me. Now, I enjoyed it. I don't know about you guys, but I enjoyed it, so I want to put it in here. It's going to be inserted. Now,
going back to the grass story, I have like 25% left of the grass to cut, so I had to stop because it was raining today, but I did most of it. It's coming up pretty good. It is a process, not gonna lie to you, but I think a lot of homeowners take pride in keeping their grass clean, cut, and green, so I'm trying to get to that level. I think it's a fulfilling feeling. You know, somebody mentioned to me before that the reason why my neighbors came to help me cut the grass, maybe because they got tired of looking at it. Even though it's like not your house, but it's like, I need to cut your grass. I didn't think about that. Yo, they made a joke too. They were like, yeah. We was saying, damn, when is that guy going to cut his grass? He's been here since December. I'm like, yo, it was fucking cold this time. I mean, you could feel the energy, like, they said in a joking way. Like, I didn't really feel any, like, side-eye type of comment. But I was like, eh, it doesn't matter. You got to be humble, man. Just let that shit rock. What am I going to do? Get upset for somebody? They're my neighbors. They're going to be there for a long time. It's not like I can kick them all out. And end.
But, well, with that great story out the way, how are you?
I'm doing all right. It's freaking hot in this room. I didn't want to have the AC on because then it'll be in the background. Still haven't figured that audio trick yet. But yeah. So far I'm doing good. I'm actually drinking myself a nice little beer right here. Little Bull and Barrel Honey Blueberry Ale. People interested. It's a good starter for people who want something smooth. I just enjoy this one. I found it in the wing spot that I went to in my wife's previous town. Where she used to live at. My favorite wing spot, by the way, better than Buffalo Wild Wings. And they had this beer one time, and I've been desperately trying to find it, and I found it. And I said, oh, bought myself a six pack.
Oh, it's a wrap.
Yeah, it was a wrap. It was a wrap. This is my second six pack I bought in like a week.
Shit. Well, I hit you up yesterday because I was excited, and I know you're excited as well. HBO Max is out.
Yo.
What do you think of it, man?
Okay, so I was scared because I'm like, shit, you have HBO Max. I'm like, ah, fuck, he got it. Let me not ask him for his username and password. I was about to ask you for this shit. But I was like, wait, I have HBO Go or now. Go. And I was like, let me see. So I just went through the same process.
I know. I did the same shit.
And it worked. It fucking worked. So I'm hyped, bro, because... Well, perfect segue, because I actually want to talk about this as well. There's two things. One, I was going to say HBO Max is doing great things. But second, I was like, at the end of this conversation, do you think we are experiencing streaming fatigue? And we'll get back to that.
What?
Exactly, right? I thought about this as I was doing the dishes. I was like, yo, this is a perfect topic. But HBO Max, they have a beautiful catalog. A lot of things, like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, like I've been... It's like us finding.
I know.
It's like finding Martin all over again, or the Wayans brothers. You know, like something you could just watch over and over, and you can laugh and have heartfelt moments.
Yeah, man.
But Teen Titans is on it. I'm not sure if you're a Harry Potter fan, but all eight, all eight of them on it.
I know what you mean. I was fucking hyped, bro. Oh, man. I've been trying to find them in order.
Yeah.
You know, like, so I could watch them in order because I can't, I feel wrong doing it any other way.
An injustice if you do it another way.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. Well, they have all the other HBO stuff. So, you know, people listening, if you have HBO Now or Go, it's everything is on Max. So if you decide to, just have Max because it has both catalogs, but Max has more things. Rick and Morty, I'm actually interested. I have never watched that show, just clips. And
it's a funny show.
I actually like they have all of them there, or as much as I can see. And I'm like, I'm with that. It's funny because
they got the Powerpuff Girls. They got Dexter's Laboratory. They got Samurai Jack.
So that was on Netflix for like, what, 4 months? And then it just went to HBO Max?
I guess, bro. Oh. And they got the Big Bang Theory, bro.
Oh, my wife is in that.
Fam.
My wife is in that. Yo. The moment I told her.
I could finally finish season 8 and 9.
The moment I
is 8 and 9. I'm not sure.
Sorry, I get excited. The moment I told her, she was like, yo, can you put that on TV? I was like, well, it's only on the PlayStation. Can't put it on Roku devices because they haven't had to deal with them yet. But I put on the PlayStation. Yo, she all day. Big Bang. She's like, what series I'm on? What season? She's on season like 8 or 9 already. Well, I mean, she's seen it before.
Yeah, but she's on 8 and 9. I wanted to start all over. Just, you know, so I could get to that point again, you know, so I could really enjoy it.
You know what got me really excited? The DC section. Because they have, it's not Doom Patrol, but they have the animated movies. I wish they couldn't put all of them because that would definitely jump them. I know. But, you know.
I know.
You got to take some time. But they have, like, The Dark Knight Returns. They have The Killing Joke. They have movies I haven't seen yet. The Judas Contract, I haven't seen that yet. Things like that. Batman vs. Robin, I saw that. I'm looking at it right now just so I can get a refresher. But
I want to watch Berserk.
Berserk?
It's an anime.
Oh.
Well, technically, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I know Berserk. Yeah. But that was on Netflix, though.
Yeah, well, I never paid attention
to
that.
Wait, is this the original? Oh, no, this is the reboot.
It's the reboot?
Yeah, this is actually the show because on Netflix is the movie, I think. Because they have 3 movies on Netflix, which is the same thing, like broken, condensed. But this is actually the show. I mean, I would say look it up to see what you want to watch because there's a lot of like reboots and OVAs and movies.
And of course, your favorite, though.
What happened?
Your favorite's on there.
Oh, this.
Your favorite studio.
Studio Ghibli, bro. So the moment I saw it, I was like, let me check the list. I was like, you guys are missing some stuff. But you guys got the good contenders down. Like, for more of the Ghibli films, they are missing some. It's mostly a Hayao Miyazaki catalog. You're missing Isao Takahata's films. Like, one of them is Grave of the Fireflies, which came out in 92, which also came out with My Neighbor Totoro. If you have siblings, that movie is going to automatically make you call your siblings and say, I love you. That's how powerful that movie makes you feel. And just the theme. My sister watched it like last week and she texted me, I love you. You know, because that movie. And then I watched it with her because my wife never saw it. And I'm looking at my sister like, I love you. It's powerful, bro. It's when you watch it or whenever it pops out, I know that I'm getting too excited. But I feel like as time goes on, that catalog for HBO Max is going to explode. Right now, it's just very in its infancy.
To me.
Infancy, whatever. It's the beginning.
Sorry to cut you off.
No, that's all right.
I just wanted to say this. To me, I feel like it's very appealing to nerds. And me being in there, I'm in there.
I mean, the nerd community needs to be respected and they need to be recognized. And I hope we are the forerunners or whatever of that community, because that's exactly who we are.
I really want to check out Doom Patrol, though.
You know what, now that I see it there, I'm like, I'm in that.
Yeah, bro, it's free.
I mean, I can't believe the app layout is solid, bro. I really this layout. It's better than Hulu, it's better than Funimation, it's better than Disney Plus.
Whoa. It's definitely better than Funimation.
Oh,
it's better than Disney, but Netflix is buttery too.
I never said Netflix.
You did?
No, I didn't. If I did, I apologize. But I really didn't.
Oh, maybe it's me bugging.
I really feel like regular show. Yo, I love that show. Regular Show. That thing's hilarious.
That shit was hilarious, but it also gave me a headache. Because it's an ugly show.
Like Drawn?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't care about that. Simplicity.
I do.
Simplicity is always key. Simplicity is always more.
But not that type of simplicity.
Yeah. It's not Goku versus Beerus.
Man.
Remember that bad animation? Nice.
Yeah, bro.
But.
Or One Punch Man season 2.
What? What show is that?
Okay, nice.
I forgot about that show. I stopped after season one. I said, that's how it looks.
You know what? Season two, I tolerated it just because I became a fan of that of One Punch Man. But
bro, even can't go from God levels to foot soldier levels. Like, come on, bro. Like,
yeah, but then again, Seven Deadly Sins. Look at the way it looks.
That's what I was gonna say next. Seven Deadly did the same shit. They went from God levels to like.
No, it wasn't God level. Hell no, it wasn't God level.
Okay, okay.
Because I enjoyed season one, but I told you immediately. I was texting you. I was like, it's not that crazy detailed. It's not that crazy. It's not well drawn to me. Because there were certain parts where, like, this dude is, he's holding his sword, but his hand looks squiggly.
Yes, okay.
Like they said, well, fuck it. You know, we got to get this out.
But when they had the fight scenes, it was detailed.
Sort of.
What about
They
had probably tricks, but come on. All of them that have, in my opinion, that have a long run of episodes do that. If it's a short amount of episodes or there's no pressure on it, then they do a solid job, like Demon Slayer, in my opinion, Tokyo Ghoul, at least the first season.
Demon Slayer, I saw Demon Slayer do it in a few episodes, right? But whenever they did a hand and they didn't want to add much detail, they did not add much detail, but they at least finished the fingers. You understand me? It didn't just look like a W there, like a cat's paw all of a sudden.
Cat's paw. Yo, The Cat's Return, that's a Studio Ghibli film. Check that out.
But you know what I mean,
yeah,
man.
I know what you mean, bro. But let me tell you why I think streaming fatigue is apparent. I don't want people to listen like, is he going to talk about it?
Yeah, hit me with this.
So you don't feel that there's now, at the age of, is that there's too many streaming products out there. You have your HBO, like HBO Max, the Netflix, Hulu's, Disney Plus, Crunchyroll, Funimation, and like I can, AMC, Showtime, Stars. You know what I mean? It's getting to a point that I think people are gonna say enough is enough, and they're gonna want to consolidate everything. Like I don't want to be paying that one. I want to pay that one. Like yes, you're not paying cable anymore, but I think at the end of it's like fuck, this is way too much. Or they actually might just go back to cable, because with cable you get all of that. All you do is download the app and just add your TV subscription to it, and you have all access to all of them. But it's like, you know, a lot of people don't want multiple apps. They want one solid app. Even if you have Apple TV, like the app itself, it still redirects you to that app, in my opinion, unless I'm using it wrong. But
man, I don't know. Go ahead. No, it's sorry. Like, go ahead. Keep
it's $15 here, it's $11 there, it's $7.99 there, it's $10 over there. YouTube Premium has their own streaming shit. And then on top of that, sometimes your internet provider caps you, or your phone, like, well, if you're on Wi-Fi, it shouldn't cap you, but on your phone, you can't even watch things at the highest quality because they cap you because of your bandwidth and stuff like that. But me personally, I'm like, now I'm looking at my phone, and I'm like, I have so many streaming apps. I'm like, do I even watch them all? You end up not even watching them all. And then what my last point of the streaming fatigue is like, I get the appeal that you're getting people to access your account because of nostalgic feeling, but that's going to run out because a lot of these originals suck. Like HBO Max, if you really think about it, is either stuff you have never seen before that you're like, oh, it's here. Now I can watch it. Or you've seen it before and you want to watch it again. It's like, in my opinion, but why? Like Netflix has a whole bunch. Netflix got popular because it was movies that you've seen already. You just want to watch it again. Disney Plus. What? They really don't have originals, if you really think about it. Yeah. You know, like, if you want to go on percentage-wise, I think all of these companies, the only thing they have really realistically is like 10% originals. Now, Funimation, that's, you know, a whole other category, and there's a lot of things there. But that's how I feel. I feel like all these streaming services, at one point, people are going to say, do I really just want to watch old movies? Am I really paying to watch old movies all over again when I could go to the store and find this DVD for $2? I mean, the Blu-ray for $2. Yes, maybe ease of convenience and stuff like that, but that's how I felt when I saw HBO Max. I was happy because there was a lot of shows that I have seen it already, and it'd be nice to watch it again. But then, it's like, for what? I want to watch something new.
Really? But where are you going to get something new?
But that's what I'm saying. Streaming fatigue. I have to check this app. I got to check that one. I got to check that one, depending who I want
to
see.
Yeah, but also you have to remember, nobody's obligating you to pay for this and that one and the other one. No, nobody's obligating
you. I'm thinking about the broad spectrum of people who...
I hear you. Like, it'd be nice to have one centralized thing. But like you said, then go back to cable. Pay $160 or whatever the hell it is now, or whatever it's going to be after a year or 6 months, and be happy with that.
Well, I don't pay for it. I actually not have you, a set.
But I'm just... No, I'm not saying you, but I'm saying in general, like, to anybody that happens to be listening and is considering that, then go back to cable, bro. Go back to Dish. Go back to DirecTV. Go back to, what was the other one? Or every other provider.
Listen, my theory is not concrete, but it's a solid foundation that I feel in the end, some sooner or later, is going to be like, I don't want to pay for old shit. That I grew up with.
Don't get me wrong.
And that's it.
At one point, that's how I kind of felt about Netflix. Like, why am I even on this? Like, I just come here for The Office. Like, yes, they have a few other things that I enjoy. And that's, you know, it's nothing crazy. For all that, the main app I'm spending my time on is Hulu. And now HBO Max. That's it. You understand me? Because Hulu, for the most part, you know, has a lot of the stuff that's on TV. Just it happens that you have to watch any new episodes the next day. That's it.
With commercials, depending which plan you have.
Well, yeah, I don't have commercials.
Oh, you got the premium one. This is a bougie bitch over here.
But, yeah, you know, like... I hear you, though. I kind of understand what you're trying to say. But me, I'm happy with these few apps. If I all I have to deal with is these few apps, I'm fine with it, honestly. It's better than paying that big-ass cable bill.
Yeah, but then that big-ass cable
because
bill...
Because then you gotta remember, you gotta add packages and stuff like that. Well, I don't know how they do it anymore, right? But from what I remember, you had to add on-demand. You want to have it on-demand, you gotta pay extra.
What I'm saying, like, those packages or that cable plan is going to start jumping to your internet plan. And then they're going to say, oh, you might, well, for the people who don't know, they might say, oh, you need to pay more to watch these services or to watch these streaming services. Because now, you know, with net neutrality not being here, all these companies can raise the price and we can't say anything about it. They could just say, like, I think it was Australia or some shit. That they have certain packages for certain websites. Like, if you want to see a social media package, it's like $5. I'm sure it's much more than that. If you want streaming services, you got to add another $15 to your Wi-Fi internet. It's not your phone. It's your Wi-Fi for your entire house. So, if you know,
wow.
Depending how things go, they might end up going that way because these streaming services take up a lot of bandwidth. And apparently, these companies can't handle it. I say that like with quotation marks it because they say all these things, but then they can give you free internet during this coronavirus. And it's like, but I thought you had a cap limit. So who needs the help? What's me or you? Here? Who's lying here?
Yeah, I hear you, bro.
Damn, did we talk about HBO Max from all of this from the beginning?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's wild. Man.
I just wish they had the Wayans brothers, though, in Living Color. Martin. What else? Because I know Living Single.
My Wife and Kids? My Wife and Kids?
Yeah, sure. That too.
Why I gotta say it like that? Sure.
Because I wasn't a big My Wife and Kids person. Like, I saw a few episodes that were pretty funny, but I never got into it.
Oh, okay. What else? Maybe the old school Mad TV, maybe? The old school Mad TV?
Yes, like the old school, yeah.
That's not this new age bullshit.
Yeah, man. Shit, man. It's fucking crazy. I wonder what other animes they're going to end up adding.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they have Crunchyroll collection there, but I don't know how that works.
Yeah. And they didn't have much.
Yeah, they have stuff I've seen already. Or stuff that you could find in other places. Some. Well, yeah. Full Metal Alchemist is there. You should watch that, Brotherhood.
Yes, I know. I got to finish it.
I wonder if that's still on Netflix, to be honest. Because
I believe it is.
I feel like some things have dual licensing. Like, they're on both sides, to be honest.
They're trying to get that guap.
Trying to get that cheddar. I will never say that again. Oh, yeah, it's still here on both sides. But then again, Full Metal Alchemist has their own original Netflix movie here. Live action. Same with Bleach. Which both of them was actually pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, unpopular opinion. Death Note, Bleach, and Full Metal Alchemist were all pretty good, in my opinion, for live action. In my honest opinion. Now, a lot of people are going
to
say...
Were they good because they were actually good? Or were they good only to you because of, like, nostalgic?
They were good because they were... They were good because they kept the core value of the movie. Well, Death Note did not. Death Note changed it up, I guess, for an American audience. Maybe because Death Note, the movie, came out so many times in Japanese. They did, like, three different movies, a spinoff, a TV show, so many live... It was a big hit in Japan. So I guess they want to change the wheel and do something different, which I actually enjoyed at the end. Because as I was watching the movie, I'm like, this is not how light is supposed to be. What is going on with this? Same with L. Like, I did not care for his race because everyone was like, oh my God, L is black. I didn't care. I thought it was a great change. I don't care who plays the character. As long as you do a great role. I'm not saying I don't care about whitewashing and things like that. I do. But if you pick a good actor and, like, it works out, it's fine. But that whole movie, I was like, what's going on? And then at the end of it, it was an amazing twist. That I was like, wow, that twist just covered the whole entire movie. And I actually enjoyed it. I'm like, this is who Light is supposed to be. And he did a great fucking job at it, in my honest opinion. That I was actually waiting for a sequel because I thought it was a great job. Like, I was like, oh, like, when they revealed the twist, I was like, oh, you know what? After this, I'm going to watch that. Like, just that twist part. Because I was like, it was really good. And Bleach followed the core anime. There was pieces maybe a little bit different, but it followed to a core. It took the core elements and brought it to the movie. Same with Full Metal Alchemist.
Okay.
And the CGI was pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, Japanese people with their CGI, they do a great job. I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. Like, you can tell a CGI, but if you within their theme, because you know it's not realistic. They're not making like a chimera or a tiger with fur and everything like that. But you know, Alphonse from Full Metal Alchemist is a metal suit, and it looked really good. So, and it wasn't like it wasn't like one scene or two scene that they had. No, that person was in the movie throughout the whole entire show. So that's why I was like, oh, they did a great job.
You think Cowboy Bebop is going to be good?
I mean, you know how many rumors there's been about that? Supposedly Leo DiCaprio is going to be playing Spike Spiegel.
No. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
There's so many rumors. Like, is it really? Now it's Keanu Reeves. Like, when a trailer comes out, I'll be excited.
Okay. Did you see the Netflix as Avatar?
Oh, me and my daughter have been watching that since it came out, bro. I've been on that wave the first day it came out. That's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, I hear you.
Now, that's good nostalgia right there, because they got good lessons for you. And it's great for the kids. What?
Nah, the pictures you sent me with you and your daughter watching TV.
I mean, she started with The Office, and then she gravitated to that. It was The Office.
She's off to a good start.
Then Star Wars, then Pirates of the Caribbean, then it jumped to Avatar. So, like, when I'm off from work, I let my wife sleep in the morning, and I take her to the living room and we watch something on TV. So like when we first did that, it was Star Wars. And yo, she was watching it for a good 20, 30 minutes, bro. She was in it. She was not complaining. She was not fussy.
I know you were more hyped than
she was. She was not falling asleep. She was like, knows Baba was coming out of her mouth. She was engaged. And Star Wars had a lot of colors and a lot of fast movement that she was in it, bro. And I was like, yo, that moment right here.
Nah, I hear you, man. I hear you.
Yeah, that shit was amazing, bro.
I was watching. I started watching because of HBO Max again. I started watching Princess Mononoke. And yeah, man. And the kids were like glancing at it like, oh, shit. So I was like, oh, shit. They're about to join me. But then it was bedtime, so they had to go take their ass to sleep.
I kind of like pass it for one day. Like, it's okay.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. Because then they because even if they go to bed at 1 in the morning, they'll still wake up at 7, 8.
I'm confused. What's wrong with that? Okay, they're still waking up at the right time.
What I'm saying is that then they end up being really cranky.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, yeah, it's a handful, so.
I thought you meant they naturally still wake up at that time. Not that you have to force them to wake up at that time.
No, they still wake up at that time. What I'm saying is that they get a lot less sleep.
Ah, got it.
So they end up being sleepy and cranky by like 12, and it's a whole type of, it's just hell.
I understand that.
Man, this whole remote school thing, whatever you call it, it has been pretty cool. My kids are going to the next grade. But the only thing that has been, I told my wife about it today and I complained about it, is the art teacher. Right, I remember a few weeks ago she wanted the kids to draw something. Right, I forgot exactly what it was, but she wanted them to draw it. And I believe she even sent like a step by step,
guide
article, whatever. Guide, there you go. And you know, my daughter followed it. She did what she was supposed to do. But she told my daughter to redo it because she didn't follow the steps and she didn't do it the way that she did it. And all I thought was, you bugging. Some kids are going to draw whatever they can, not exactly what you're drawing. So I got so angry that I did it for her. And today the same thing happened again where I did it for her. Because the art teacher, I don't know how she's an art teacher. That's all I'm going to say about that. I don't know how she's an art teacher. And she's demanding these kids to, like, draw multiple of whatever the hell she's sending. And they have to color it. And it has to be exactly like the picture.
That's the problem. She's trying to comfort them into lines, into being inside a box. When if you're an artist and if you're, you know, she's your daughter, so she must have some of your artistic genes. She's going to just venture out and do her own creative, imaginative things.
Exactly. So, again, I got angry and I drew it. I was like, fuck this.
I mean, as a teacher, you should know that. They should know that, like you said, some kids are not going to follow the lines. And that's just how not everybody is a square. You have your circles. You have your triangles. You know, you have your octagons, yeah, I guess.
Okay, stop naming shapes. But I know this is random. I know this is completely random. Like, nobody asked, but I was just really frustrated about that shit today, man.
I don't care if they don't want to ask. This is a conversation between you and I, and they are listening in, and we appreciate that. We just hope our conversations are worthwhile. Oh, side note, shout out to Kenny, if he's going to listen to this episode. Most likely he may or maybe not, but shout out to Kenny. He actually gave me some great positive feedback about our last episode, which really made me feel good. And
really? What was it?
No, he says, I really enjoyed the podcast. He loved the beginning about I got personal with the grass in front of my house. And then, like, the rest of the episode, like, it flowed. It was smooth. It flowed great. And it really made me feel good. I mean, he also says that he also supports the things I do, which I love that as well. And I would do the same for him, especially when he had, like, his own car casting he had at one point. If he's listening, he's like, oh, man, why I got to bring that up? He was doing a podcast inside of a car as he was driving. And he was like, nah, man, I wasted too much gas doing that. Nobody really showed up doing it. And it was a great premise. I'm not going to lie, because they had the camera. I think they had like three different cameras and they kept switching. And I was like, oh, this is pretty dope. Oh,
so he put money into it.
Well, I don't think he put money, but they used the tools that were necessary. Maybe I'm thinking wrong, but.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it sounds like he really believed in
the
himself.
The quality of the audio wasn't so bad. It was actually solid. And I was in it. I was watching. They were talking about BVS, the first one, Batman vs Superman. So his boy was in it. It was pretty good. That sounds pretty good, man. But yeah, that was great positive words. You know, my mom always giving great positive vibes. She listened to all the episodes, and I enjoyed it as well. But yeah, I just appreciate, you know, the people who are enjoying our conversation, who's in it for the ride.
Yeah, man. Let me shout out people that, you know, from my end that listen to it.
That's it. I knew you were going to do that, bro. It's mad how we both didn't say our wives, right? Our wives, they support us, but they won't not click. They'd be like, yeah, I support you, baby, but it's too much work for me right now to, like, share it and listen to it. But I support your thing, though. I give you time to do it.
Or, like, she gave me a play, so that's cool.
Yeah, she'd be like, but, here, click, here's 3 seconds. All right, I gave you a listen. Okay. It's not the point, you know. Shit. I even told my wife, hey, babe, you know I shout you out in the last episode. For real? Can you just go straight to it? I'm like, sure.
Man, it's crazy. It's crazy the amount of creators right now that are... I know we went through it, right? We went through it. And me and you have had tons and tons of conversations with one another. And we've had tons and tons of conversations with our wives and stuff. But it really amazes me. And not once, right? Not once that we go publicly and just start shaming people for not messing with us. And I appreciate every single play. But I'm seeing a lot of creators and they're coming out bashing people, right? Like, oh, y'all can check out my story, but y'all won't click this. Y'all won't click that. Yo, what's the matter with y'all? Like, fam, be happy you at least got a view.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. They get at least more than like 40 views. I'm like, why are you complaining? You're getting paid.
Exactly, man.
Even if they give you like $5, like, shut the fuck up, bro. Like, they're not giving you, but advertise you want. Like, why? Like, relax.
Exactly. So you never know. Like, somebody might have listened to you yesterday, and it might have been the right person, and now you're about to blow up, but then they see you getting salty. They don't want to mess with you now. Because all you're going to do is talk badly about your listeners.
You know, at that point, I think people stop thinking about why they created it, and it's all about the money. Or, like, I'm trying to blow up. Hello, help me out, pay for...
Yeah, you know exactly, I mean? Exactly. And, again, it's a conversation me and you had multiple times. And the final time, I just told you, I think, you know, in the back of our minds as you know, creators, I guess, that thought about the money, like, that's the goal. It's always there. So we tend to sound robotic. How about we just let loose, relax, and have a conversation? That's it. If people enjoy it, cool. If you don't, cool. Let us know how we can improve. What, you know, if you know, like, just anything, any type of feedback is appreciated. Believe it or not, even negative feedback, because that's what I look for when I'm shopping for something on Amazon, is the negative comments.
You know what is that I hope for in the future for this podcast?
What is it?
What?
I said, what is it?
Oh, I thought you were saying something stupid. Oh. No, that we have a designated area that we are able to both meet up and join and record and everything set up nice, and that we have guests and we just like in a cigar shop, when people come together and they smoke their cigars, they don't talk. I mean, from what I have been to, they actually talk about improving themselves at the very core of it. It's always improving themselves, or just like, it's always great. Conversation, but you just sit there, you enjoy, you smoke a cigar, you drink your liquor, or whatever the case may be that complements your cigar, And everybody comes together, and it's just a beautiful environment. Everyone talks to each other. They listen to each other's opinions. They add on. They help each other. And that will be great for us in the future. Like, you know, you and I come together. If someone wants to join and just be part of that, even if we don't record it, but we have the capability and the fame, not the fame, but the recognition that, like, yeah, I want to talk to those two guys. I want to pick their brain. I just, you know what? I just want to be in the conversation. Even if we don't record, I want to be part of the conversation. And it's like, that is what drives me to get. Like I went to DR, right? With my father-in-law and my brother-in-law. And both my brother-in-laws, actually. And we went over there, and even if I'm not talking, well, I just listen, I smoke my cigar, and it's just an amazing feeling. I just sit there, and I just listen. Even when I went there, I know I keep going on a tangent, I'm sorry, but
go ahead,
we went on a cruise, right, for my brother-in-law's wedding, and one of the stops was in DR, and we was able... actually, this is another time. I went to DR with a family cruise, a family thing with my wife. Anyway, we landed where my father-in-law lives at, with my wife's father. And he took me out to a cigar shop. And, you know, I can understand Spanish. Not as great when people start speaking fast. But I can, you know, understand. And they were talking about business. And I'm like, wow, like, you can see it firsthand. You go to the cigar shop. And these people, they don't live to that. They don't live that 9 to 5. There is no such thing as 9 to 5. It's all about living life and improving wealth. But living your life is the first thing. And I'm listening to them in Spanish talking about, yo, what do you think? Should I move to this venue? Should I do this? What, you know, like, and they're all doing this while playing dominoes or smoking cigar, and just that atmosphere. It's something I just want to replicate. And I think that's I think people need to have that. They need to come together, sit down, and just talk, either to listen or to talk and share ideas. People are too, they're too introvert that they don't want to share their opinions with somebody. And people don't want to listen as well. And nobody wants to succeed. You know what I mean? So, when my tech room is set up in my house, like, I want to have couches here. We sit down. We relax. We enjoy. We talk to each other. And just have a great time. Because I think at the end of the day, the greatest thing in life you will ever experience is that experience of the memories you share with other people. You know, materials could come and go, but experiences would never fade your life. And I think that is the most important thing that people forget about. And they chase the money, but they don't chase the experiences. Wow, that was deep.
You about to make yourself cry?
Nah. It's too much beer to make myself cry, bro. Maybe I'm sweating. That's what you see. You're fucking out of here.
Yeah, but I hear you, though, man. I don't know. I never want to get to that point where I'm just like dumping my frustrations on people. I'm doing this because I want to. I'm doing this because I enjoy it. And I'm doing this because, yes, the money, everybody needs money. But the end goal for me is just to be a part of the conversation.
Yeah. Like,
but I just don't like people like there's even like, for example, right? Like I just said, I just told you about that dude. And there's plenty of others. But this is one guy, right? He has his own company. He's making sneakers, and they look really nice. They're very well made. But to me, right, his customer service sucks. The way he responds to people on Instagram is very rude. And yes, people may ask the silly questions that have... some people may ask a silly question, right? And they probably could have answered it themselves by watching the video previously posted. From that dude.
Yep.
But some people don't take the time to do that. They just want to ask you directly right then and there. You just have to understand that your customers are not always going to do what you think they're going to do. you know, that you might be like, oh, it's common sense. Just go look for the information on my page. No, it's not. Like, just answer the person calmly, kindly, and I'm sure they'll be more interested in buying your product. You know, me, at one point, I considered, like, oh, shit, I kind of want to buy some sneakers from this dude. But it's just his attitude that drove me away. I was like, okay, nah, I'm good.
After this, I'm going to follow him.
Yeah. You know, I still follow him and stuff, but to me, he's completely rude. It's you know, makes me uncomfortable. But I feel like that applies to anybody, any content creator. You know, the second you start to show, you know, you let the saltiness take over, it's a wrap. Just quit at that point.
I think money is what starts changing people, bro.
Yeah. You know, and again, I understand people need money. We're not blind to that.
No.
But if that's driving your every decision, your every topic, come on.
It's like I'm saying, people don't have experiences anymore, and they start fabricating shit. They start making scandals up, or like all these YouTubers. I personally don't understand how they amass so many followers when they're not really doing much. not to be sorry to say, but there's a lot of white people that have a whole bunch of YouTube followers, and like, you're just vlogging on, like, they say the most random things, 4 million views. What? Like, I'm not trying to bash. I'm just trying to understand, like, I mean, that's what people like. I get it, but why? Like, what do you have to give to society? I'm sure anybody can make anything entertaining, but I don't know, bro. It's just like, I have a person in mind, like, I don't want to say, because I don't want to, like, shout people out with a name like this, but I don't know. They just do vlogs, and, I mean, this vlogging thing applies to a lot of people, but, like, the only person I would ever shout their name out that I think actually is doing it just because they're having fun doing it is David Dobrik. You ever seen his YouTube?
The name is familiar.
Anyway, but he does, like, it's always 4 minutes and 20 seconds. Every video is 4 minutes and 20 seconds. But it's just him vlogging with his friends. And, I mean, he doesn't have to show his... He doesn't have to. But he's getting paid an enormous amount of money. And he gives a lot of people around the area money, cars, and X, Y, and Z. Like, this whole Corona thing, he was actually giving people, like, more than $1,200. He was giving, like, $2,000 or he's a brand new car. Nice. Or, you know what? I just paid your college loans off. He has the money. You know what I mean? But he doesn't care about keeping it. Like, I just like you can feel that energy off of in videos. Like, you can't fake that type of enthusiasm, or you can't fake that stuff. Maybe, sure, some of his scenes are scripted and stuff like that, but, you know, giving people money, you can feel like this person's fake, that person's fake, or this person's just doing it for clicks, this person's doing it for clicks.
You remember? Like, all those social experiments, you remember? Like, quote-unquote social experiments?
What?
Where they would give, like, homeless people, or like, $20, and then you find out, like, they would take the money back, or you know, like, they be doing people, they just do people dirty.
Yeah. Yeah, man, let me give you a haircut. And then afterwards, yo, you owe me $4, bro. Or maybe that dude that was never homeless. It was a scam from the beginning. It was like their boy or some shit.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, like, oh yeah, I made him part of the clan. You know, he's part of the.
Yeah, yo, they were bugging out.
Yo, excuse me, but he's part of the FaZe Clan. Dudes have that shit packed for gaming. They got that shit packed. I don't know. There's no hate on them, but I'm just saying, like, they got that shit unpacked.
Yeah.
Shit. Where's the noobs at? Where's the noobs clan?
Hey, man. One day.
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind starting something like that.
The noobs clan. The noobs peeps. I don't know. I'm just throwing ideas out there.
Let me know what you think, guys. You know, like, subscribe, and
I feel like...
Hey, yo, don't laugh. Don't laugh. One day we're going to be there, and you're going to remember these fucking jokes.
I don't even think I would say that, honestly, anymore. Like, oh, you want to say that. I think it's associated. If you want to like, if you want to subscribe, then do it. But I shouldn't be like, hey, can you please like and subscribe my video?
You feel like it goes without saying.
You feel like what?
You feel like it goes without saying at this point?
Yeah. I think...
I agree.
Yeah, but then at the end of the day, you get your money worth by the views, you know? Sure, you could say, yeah, like and subscribe, you know, follow my content if you want to be on that stuff. You know, like if you're spreading informational stuff, sure. I don't know. I feel like when we get to that point, I wouldn't say that. I'll just say, thanks, guys, for following from day one, and we out. Peace. You know what I mean?
Yeah, which I'm not blind, yo. I'm seeing who's really messing with us. I'm going to remember everything.
Yo, trust me. Let me know after we finish this podcast.
Yeah, like I said, though, I'm not blind, you know. But there was something else I was going to say.
I got you. Yo, that 100 mil Joe Rogan. Yo,
you're an idiot.
By the way.
People are still talking about that shit.
Did I talk about Kenny in this podcast or the last podcast? Like the one we didn't record?
No, you talked about him now.
Now, okay. So fucking Kenny sends me a text message saying he sees a screenshot of like the timestamps. And I'm like, what is he showing me? And then he sent another one saying, hello, I spelled Joe Rogan wrong. Because I was putting his name like, click. I just put it with an E instead of an A. So,
fuck. Oh my God.
Joe Rogan. Matt Rogan.
Yo, you stupid, bro.
Yeah, but what's good with that 100? Yo, that's great, bro. 100 mil. I don't want to keep talking about it, but I'm just saying like, damn, that's solid, bro. That's solid.
One day we're going to be there.
Can I get like, I don't know, $100 deal? I'm with that. $100 deal.
My man said $100 deal. Yo, I know this is, again, random, but, you know, I play Pokemon and shit. So I found out a couple of days ago that they're giving away mystery gifts for every week until the new DLC drops. So you're getting, like, special Pokeballs, a special Pokemon, which, you know, depending on, you know, your taste and your style, whatever you may be into or not into. Like, I got a Mr. Mime with a hidden ability or whatever. So I thought that was pretty cool. Today, I think it's a Ponyta, but it's a Galarian one. I don't know if people out there, you know, really fuck with Pokemon like that. But, yeah, man, go claim your gifts before, you know, it's too late.
Fuck Pokemon. Nah, I love Pokemon, but the latest one, fuck that shit. I already spoke to you.
Why can you say that? Yeah, I get it, but it's at the same time, it just seems like dumb excuses, too.
Listen, if they had the same Pokemon games like the one in the past when with all the story and all that stuff, I'm with it. But are you capping me a Pokemon, though? Then I got to pay for DLC for more? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but before, even before this, you had to pay for a whole new game.
Yeah, but you know how long, how spread out the games were?
They were a year apart sometimes, especially like Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, whatever the hell it was. They came out like a year after.
What?
It was like a refresh. And it's like, fam, it's essentially the same game with a few things sprinkled in there.
Yeah, but that's for the people who didn't buy the first two renditions. Like, you know what? I just want to get both of them. Like, if you didn't, you bought Emerald if you didn't play the other two. Or Crystal, know, whatever
you're
it's
still
called.
You're still paying full price for another, for the same thing.
But full price back then wasn't as much as it is now.
Even what the fuck? Even a couple years ago, the games were like 55 or 60.
Yeah, because they were on the that new system, the DS, well, the black and white games, the Sun Moon and Dark Moon or Sun Crit. I don't know. But I'm talking about like Fire Red, Leaf Green, all those. Didn't they come out like $30?
Yeah, I get. Bro, that was like years ago. Like, I know that probably.
I don't care. Like, have some continuity.
Fam.
I'm just saying that I understand you have a game for the Switch. Hold on. You have a game for the Switch. You want me to spend this amount of money, and then it's a DLC that, first of all, you don't tell me we're going to give you all of this, then the game comes out, and I give you half of that. And then what I told you, what I was going to give you in the beginning, you can have it if you pay for DLC. This is Destiny all over again, bro. Yes, I know you love Pokemon, and I love Pokemon too. And I would have been, I told you, I would have bought the game if it wasn't for that. I would have been in it because.
Let me just say this. Saying that it's Destiny is a little unfair because Destiny was just a shell. It was just a shell, bro. That shit was terrible.
You don't think you're biased a little bit towards Pokemon, which is why you're defending it so wholeheartedly?
No, because even at that, I even told you, Let's Go Pikachu to me is what Sword should have been.
Mm-hmm.
But you understand me? So,
but in retrospect, would you pay that price for Sword again? If you knew what you knew now, if you could tell your past self, you already went through the experience, would you pay for it all over again?
If I'm being honest, yes. Because I'm genuinely having fun. I'm not trying to sell anybody the goddamn game. Either you like it or you don't. But I personally, genuinely had fun. Like, I'm not bullshitting you. I had fun. And I still have fun.
I have no other comment. All I can say is that Detective Pikachu was a good movie. I actually finished watching it.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
After how many years?
Well, tell that to my wife. I can watch a movie in one sitting. I have to wait for her to watch it after 7 sittings.
Eesh.
Every 10 minutes, she's like... I mean, she don't snore, but we be watching a movie, and she'd be like... I'd be like, but you wanted to watch this movie. But I'm tired.
Nah, I understand. Yeah, I but hear like, you on that. I hear you.
Think,
yeah, exactly.
Can I finish too, it then?
Yeah, that's how I hear with some shows, fam. Like, I have to, like, I, it took me so long to finish. What the fuck was it? Like, right now, right? I'm rewatching. Not rewatching because I never saw this season. But Fuck That's Delicious with Action Bronson.
Mm-hmm.
It's a food show,
mm-hmm.
But Action Bronson. Yeah, okay.
What are you talking about?
I love it. You know, I've watched the earlier seasons, like 1, 2, 3. I love it. But I have to wait now. I have to wait. I think I'm halfway through one episode right now.
Bro.
It's been 2 days.
My wife started watching Grey's Anatomy. We was watching it together. And then I go to work because I have to go back to work. I come back. She's already in season 6. I'm like, weren't you going to wait for me?
Oh,
I was like,
yo, that happened with. Go ahead. Go.
No, I was just like, it's all right. Don't worry about it. I Googled the whole thing anyway. George dies. Fuck that. She was tight, bro. I said, you want to watch it, right?
I did the same shit with Dexter. Me and my wife were watching that shit like a year ago. We were watching it. And then one morning, I wake up, and she's watching it by herself, claiming that, oh, well, you just look like you wasn't into it.
Oh,
what? What? Like, yo, you just finished, like, a whole season without me. She's like, we could go back if you want to. I really enjoyed it. Yeah, you enjoyed it. So then I Googled the fact that Dexter, I guess, fucks his sister.
Oh, yeah. So, boom, he didn't know it was his sister, I think it was.
I was like, boom, there you go, fam.
Yo, now she
was angry.
Now she watched TV shows. I'd be like, oh, this is nice, Google. Oh, she said certain cats. Like, I'd be like, oh, what's going on with this character? Oh, no, they still, they good, you know. I'm like, oh, okay. She got a brain disease. Forgot it. Like Bates Motel, she was watching that. And I was like, oh, that's nice. Oh, she's going to die soon. His own son's going to kill her.
Yo, yeah, fuck that, man. That's my revenge right there.
Yo,
that might seem petty or even pathetic, but I don't care.
I'll tell her, watch it by yourself. You like that show? Go ahead, watch it. Oh, I'll be like, can you please give me the freedom to watch it? Or I'll make sure I watch shows that she is never going to be interested in, like Game of Thrones.
I hear you, bro. But then I'm hit with, like, there's something, like, she'll say certain things and then I feel guilty.
Like, why don't you watch it with me?
Yeah, like, oh, but, you know, why don't we watch this? And I'm like, yeah, but you left me behind 2 seasons ago.
Yeah.
But then I end up feeling guilty and I'm watching and I'm all confused and lost. Like, oh, then shit, I'm asking mad
questions. Like, oh, what happened here? What happened there?
Yeah, like, but that should be hell sometimes, bro.
My wife, I don't know what it is when it comes to doctor shows, but... She watches them all, bro. If a new one comes out, she's in it. She's in it and she's up to date already.
You know what I miss? House.
You know what? I seen clips of that show, but that was a very good show.
That shit was awesome.
That dude's sarcasm was on the next level. Mm.
Yeah.
With a fucking cane, too.
Yeah. Word. But that was my shit, bro. I wish they would put that on HBO Max.
Who knows? They might be listening to us exactly like, oh, I wonder what the random noobs think.
Word, right? Man. Hey.
Well, I think we run a course for tonight.
Yeah, we're running on fumes at this point.
And I'm literally running on sweat. It's fucking hot.
Yo, me too, bro. I had to close the window just so you wouldn't hear these fucking, you know, all these Spanish people out here.
Or the hood rats?
I guess.
Whatever. Anyway, that's new. Yeah, I think I watched the Joe Budden podcast listened to it a little too much.
I need to catch up, man.
I'm about to tell you, yo, Rory, what's new music you got for me?
Yo, you stupid.
Save on. Save.
Yo. Man, you know, real quick, right? I know we're about to end this. I didn't know that the lo-fi hip-hop scene was one, pretty good. Two, there. Like, I didn't know it existed. Oh. I knew, obviously, about the lo-fi beats.
What do you mean?
Right? You know, like the...
No, I'm in that community, but I'm confused about what you mean of there.
Like, people rapping over the beats.
Oh!
Like, I didn't know that was a thing, yeah. I didn't know... I know that might sound silly, stupid, ignorant, whatever. I don't care. Fuck you. But I didn't know that, right? So today, Chris Rivers, Big Pun's son, released a song titled High and By. And, you know, it sounds like a lo-fi beat, and it's such a chill song, bro. I'm enjoying the shit out of it. I really, you know, you should really give it a listen. I put it up on my stories. Give it a listen, bro.
Put it on Twitter, bro.
It's solid.
That's why I follow on Twitter. Nah, I'll check Instagram.
I bet. Nah, I'll put it on Twitter, too. But, you know, it's a real solid song.
Yo, lo-fi is fire, bro. I have a couple albums of people who, in that genre. I'm on Spotify.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I didn't know it was like a thing. You know, I just thought it was the beat. I didn't know it was like a whole thing.
I'm sure everybody knows about Chill Cow by now.
Yeah. Remember they tried to take him down? Or they did take him down and then he had to, you know, build it back up.
But he got too big. They can't take him down. You know what I mean? Like now, if he features you, you're like, oh shit, I made it now. Yo, I've been listening to that dude for years before. What?
I would see it here and there, but I never knew what. I literally thought it was an anime because of the fucking.
Yeah, the person who keeps drawing over and over and over. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the lo-fi jazz scenes. Like the jazz hip-hop scenes. Those are my top listens if I
ever. Okay, you gotta send me some names or some links, bro, after this.
Because they mix jazz and hip-hop and oh my god, it works. And then when they sometimes when they add some nature scenes to it, like maybe some raindrops in the beginning. Oh man, it's solid, bro. Shit,
man. All right, so shoot me some of the names after this. But again, definitely check out that song, bro.
Most likely. But yo, this is the Random News Podcast. Don't want to drag on for years. There will be more episodes, so you can listen to us there. Follow us on our website, randomnews.com, where everything's there. All our social media pages and X, Y, and Z.
And if you enjoyed this, make sure to check out the catalog. Give us a listen. And let us know what you think. Peace.
Peace.